You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The French Open on In Play Radio.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill French Open podcast, the first edition of the daily podcast that we'll be recording throughout the duration of the tournament this year. Sam Norris here in the presenter's chair, and joining me on this edition to take a look at some of the matches on Tuesday is Lee Phelps. How are you, Lee?
I'm very good, thank you. Looking forward to all this.
Yeah,
it's been the first proper bit of tennis I've really got into since the Aussie Open. It's hard to get into the daily grind, isn't it? But keeping an eye on all the build-up for this one, so looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's the ATP tour and stuff. It's more for the real diehard tennis fan,
yeah.
I think. We've got some interesting first-round matches to look at. We'll start with the imperious Rafael Nadal. He takes on Quentin Halys in his first-round match. It's 25-1 for Halys. Nadal is 200-1 on for this one. An unprecedented 9 French Open titles. He's won 9 of the last 10 years. But he has been beaten on clay by Andy Murray, of course, in the Madrid Open last week. I think I was reading on Twitter, more men have been on the moon than have beaten Rafael Nadal in a clay court tennis final, apparently.
That's a great stat. That really is a good stat. But yeah, this season, you know, people ask him whether he can go and win a 10th. And just can't. The form that he's been showing this season just hasn't been anywhere near. You mentioned the Andy Murray defeat. Stan Wawrinka beat him in Rome in the quarterfinals as well, 7-6, 6-2. Fabio Fognini's beaten him twice on clay this year, once in Barcelona in the round of 16, 6-4, 7-6. And Fognini beat him in Rio in the semi-final, 1-6, 6-2, 7-5. He's also lost to Novak Djokovic in the semi-final in Monte Carlo. So, you know, that run, that fantastic clay court run that he was on, doesn't look quite as good. 17-5 he is this season. Still plenty of wins on there, obviously. And, you know, and he's justifiably a very short price to win this match. And he will win this match. I'm not going to suggest that Quentin Halys upsets him. Quentin Halys is 296 in the world. So that, you know, that puts it into context. It would be probably the biggest shock of all time. He's 18 years old. He's a Frenchman, so he's playing in front of his home crowd. Not got a particularly great record. But what I have noticed about his recent form is that his serve's been holding up. Admittedly, not against, you know, players as good as Rafa Nadal. But, you know, his serve isn't bad. Goes to a lot of tie breaks, a lot of long sets. Now, when this goes in play, I would be looking at the over 9.5 games. Over 10.5, a possibility as well. And I'm going for a bit of an audacious one. This is a bit of a flyer. You know, I'm not saying this is kind of like nap material by any stretch of the imagination. But I'm going for the first set to go all the way, either 7-5 or 7-6. I think Nadal, given what's happened, and given the fact that, you know, he's going to have to ease himself into this tournament, I think he's going to be concentrating on getting the job done here. And I think, with that youthful exuberance and the home crowd with him, I think Halys could get over 10.5 sets. The only way to play that pre-match, because you haven't got the over 10.5, you know, the overs and unders in the games pre-match, is to go 7-6, 7-5 and split them both. So you're looking at 10-1 for 7-5 as the correct score in the first set. That's just either player. Now, if you think that Rafa Nadal's going to win these, you can get much bigger prices. Rafa Nadal to win 7-5 in the first set is 12-1, and Nadal to win 7-6 in the first set is 10-1. So, you know, if you're betting a tenner total and you're having a fiver on each, a fiver on the 7-5 would return you £65, and a fiver on the 7-6 would return you £55. For safety's, you know, sake, not that I think Halys... It'd be amazing if Halys took a set off him, but if you are being ultra careful about it, the actual correct scores either way round, 7-5 is 10-1 and 7-6 is 13-2. But I honestly think that you may as well play Nadal correct score if you're going to go for that. But the more sensible bet, if you want to wait just until they start, over 9.5 games in the set if you fancy that. If it's a decent enough price for you, and over 10.5 if you want a little bit of extra value in that first set. But Nadal, you know, Nadal should come through this fine. I can't see him having any problems with a player who's nearly 300 in the world. It's pretty lucky that he's come up against a player that lowly ranked, I think, in the first round, because he could have a little bit of bother if not. I can't see him winning the tournament either, by the way. I think he'll come.
He's 9-2 for the tournament, which doesn't really reflect his current form, does it?
No, I think he will come up against Djokovic in his half of the draw, and he'll lose to Djokovic, I think.
Okay. Yep, fair enough then. We'll move on to the women's side of the tournament then. The next two games we've got to cover a little bit more competitive in terms of the pricing. It's Qian Wang versus Francesca Schiavone in the first game of the women's that we'll look at. Wang is 7-4 for this one. Schiavone is 2-5. Another game with another player featuring a Q, Lee. I was rather hoping all of them would have a Q in their name.
Yeah, it wasn't intentional, but we can make it up. Just change the spelling in the next match. Yeah. Yeah, this is an interesting one. I mean, I picked this one more because of Schiavone's recent form. She's dropped another 11 places in the rankings, down to 92 now in the world. Clay court form this season on the main tour is 1 win, 4 defeats. She's lost to Virginie Rosano, who is 182 in the world. That was the last match she played at Strasbourg. She'd beaten Lauren Davis before that. She lost to Rosano 6-2, 6-3. Lost to Karen Knapp in her first match in Rome. Karen Knapp's 42 in the world, so, you know, not too much shame there. Also lost to Casey Delacqua, who's, you know, she's got a decent ranking. She's 48 in the world as well. Lost 6-4, 7-6. And lost to Teliana Pereira as well. 6-1, 6-4. Pereira, 76 in the world. Now, Qian Wang is a Chinese player, 23 years old. She's ranked 107 in the world. When you look at some of the, you know, the form recently, she's not... I'm not saying she's been in blistering form. She's won three and lost one of her challenger events, lower ranked events. She lost to Elise Cornet in Strasbourg. You know, not too much shame there. Elise Cornet is ranked 29 in the world, 6-3, 6-2. But, you know, she's been winning some games here. And I think at 7-4, there's a possibility she could win this match. I'm going to play three sets in the match at 11-8. I don't see... If Wang wins, I don't see her winning in straight sets. Mm-hmm. I don't see Schiavone winning in straights either. So the three sets seems to be the natural way to go. The 7-4, maybe just big enough to back Wang. But I tell you one thing, I couldn't have Schiavone in her current form at 2-5 against a player who's, you know, who's now only 15 places away from in the rankings and going in the opposite direction to Schiavone. So just for safety's sake, I'll go for the three sets in the match at 10-11. But to be honest with you, I could quite easily go for Wang to win it in three at 9-2. But we'll go 11-8 for three sets.
Okay, fair enough then. Yeah, three sets in that game between Wang and Schiavone, then 11-8 for Lee. We'll move on to the final game then on today's podcast. This one is another one from the women's draw. It's Teliana Pereira taking on Ekaterina Makarova. Easy for me to say. It's Pereira 6-4. Makarova is 1-2. What are your thoughts for this one, Lou?
Yeah, you nailed it, to be fair. It always makes me want to do, you know, the Macarena, that song. Yeah. It always makes me want to sing that. But luckily for you guys, I won't be. Makarova, first of all, ranked 9 in the world, the Russian, 26 years old. Never been fantastic on clay, though. You know, she's... you look back at the last three seasons, she's got a winning record this year, 3-2. She's lost to Alexandra Dulguero in Rome. She lost to Svetlana Kuznetsova in the round of 64 in Madrid, so never really got going there. She got to the quarterfinals in Stuttgart and lost to Angelique Kerber. No shame there either, to be fair, and lost to Arina Camelia Begu in Charleston. So it's been a bit of a kind of stop-start clay court season for her. You know, the world ranking number 9 is made up of the other surfaces rather than the clay performances, to be fair. Teliana Pereira, 76 in the world, is Brazilian. 7-2 on clay on the main tour, 18-4 on clay in her other events. This is a clay court specialist we've got here. And you look at her performances, all she's done this season is play on clay. Following the Aussie Open, which was the hard tournament, she's just been on clay ever since. Now, she's beaten some decent players along the way here. I think, you know, I think she's got a genuine chance of pushing Makarova all the way. She beat Francesca Schiavone in straight sets in Bogota. She beat Svitolina as well in the same tournament. She won that by beating Shevdova in the final. She also won the a lower ranked event in Medellin before that. So she won back-to-back tournaments with Bogota being the better ranked one, if you like. Went to the round of 16 and lost to Timia Babos in the Marrakesh event. And then Roland Garros, she's already played four matches coming through the qualifying and then the round of 128. She comes up against Makarova here. Now, she's 6-4 to beat Makarova, world number 9, which I thought was a little short for me. Rather than going on that, and I think she could, she has got the potential here to upset Makarova. She's seen as she's much more confident, I think, at the moment than Makarova will be. But again, I'm just going to play the three sets bet again. It's only 5-4, but I could play that. Pereira to win the first set is 6-5. I could also see that happening. Makarova to win the to lose the first set but win the match. By the way, so Pereira comes out all guns firing and Makarova gets her back in the end. That's 24-5, which I could make an argument for that. But just for safety's sake, we'll go for the three sets here again. It's 5-4, so I can make up a little double, I think, on the women's side of things. The bet in the Halys Nadal match is more of just a bit of a flyer, just to see if we can take advantage of Nadal's dodgy bit of form recently. But the three sets double, 11-8 and 5-4. I quite like the look of that. I think it's got legs, really, because I think both higher ranked players can have their troubles in the opening stages of this. So a tenner on that double, 5-4, 11-8 brings back 53 quid,
okay,
44 pence.
Fair enough. Excellent stuff. And there we are, the thoughts of Lee Phelps, head of Tuesday's action from Roland Garros. And remember, we'll be covering every hit of the French Open throughout on William Hill in Play Radio. We're live at midday every day throughout the tournament, so do tune in for that. Thank you for joining me on the podcast today, Lee, and I hope you enjoy the action on Tuesday.
Cheers, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.